What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
The world is a vampire.
The Raven Effect, with pro wrestling superstar Raven.
A cornucopia of stupidity masquerading as a podcast.
Critics have hailed it as everything from,
huh? Who's this Raven jerk?
And, if you want clever discourse, nonsensical banter, and incessant rambling, well, this is the show for you. Ladies, gentlemen, idiots, floozies, and reprobates, this is Raven.
Hello and welcome to the Raven Effect Podcast. That was a fantastic opening by me on the horn section. Raven on the horns, Feeny on the 2x2s, and Rich on the meat whistle.
Hi.
All right, that's it. Show's done.
How you feeling, Raven?
Good question.
I feel like this.
That's enough.
I'm a little sneezy.
It's a visual gag. It's a visual gag for those at home who didn't get what the hell I'm talking about.
Yeah,
I am a visual gag today.
Yeah, Feeny took off his shitty glasses, and now it's even worse. So apparently, we didn't know what we had till it was gone.
The glasses are better. The glasses are better.
And now he's got a fedora with the brim turned down on all sides.
Yeah,
not just the brim turned down in the front, but on all. It's like a military jungle hat.
I would have.
It's a fedora, and it's not the girl next fedora. I've been putting that joke in like six times in the pre-Patreon. Still nobody pops, but I still
think that Feeny should wear a fucking Curious George hat.
Don't try to dress me.
What a Curious George. He wore a cowboy hat, didn't he?
Well, the guy, what was the guy's name? Curious George.
George.
The guy with the yellow hat.
Yeah, the man with the yellow hat. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a yellow 10-gallon hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Curious George used to, what are you saying, he stole it? What are you saying, the monkey's the thief?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Was he a cheeky monkey?
Can you say that now? The monkeys are thieves?
Yes. Why can't you?
This guy wore yellow all the time.
There's a monkey lobbying group.
Oh, well.
Monkeys like to live in lobbies.
Oh, hey, did you know that the man with the yellow hat actually has a name?
What is it, Mike?
Ted Shackelford.
It's a good character name.
That's an actor from the Knott's Landing, I think.
Hold on. A Curious George Wiki. It says Ted Shackelford. Theodore Ted Shackelford, known to the public as the man with the yellow hat. He's the,
that's kind of politically insensitive, isn't it? The man with the yellow hat.
I've never heard of he's the deuteragonist of the Curious George franchise.
What's a deuteragonist?
I don't know.
He's second to the protagonist. He's like the second babyface.
Is that what deuteragonist means?
Is that pronounced correctly?
Yeah, and I've never heard that word before. How have I missed that?
If in Germany, it'd be the Deuteragonist.
It's the person second in importance to the protagonist. Yes.
So the co-star.
Yeah.
Co-star.
Raven,
you should know. You're a Mensa member. How do you not know that word?
I knew it.
I'm a fucking idiot. I have reasons that I shouldn't have known that.
And Raven's a script doctor. You've been doctoring scripts and you don't even know who your Deuteragonist is? It's appalling.
Is it a deuteragonist or a deuteragonist?
I don't know. Rich?
You're the author, meaning you're the writer. You wrote a book. I don't know. Poetry. Yeah.
It's a deuter-
I don't know what the word meant. Why the fuck are you asking me?
Deuteragonist. So,
that's that state education that I got from Rhode Island.
Rhode Skyland. Can you be a Rhodes Scholar from Rhode Island? Would that be good?
You could be. You could go to Brown and probably get a Rhodes Scholar.
I almost went to Brown.
Did you?
Oh, well, until I found out they had 2,300 people. I'm like, that's too small.
Yeah, what was the male percentages?
Come on, you would have had fun at Brown.
I had way more fun at the University of Delaware.
I don't know, man. Providence is a pretty good town, right? Close to Boston, too. Like, it might only be 2,300 people at Brown, but all the schools that are nearby, RISD, PC, like.
Yeah, but Delaware had 15,000, and it was all on campus, pretty much.
Yeah. Is Brown as anti-Semitic as Yale and Harvard?
No.
Oh, yeah, Brown. You can't call it Brown. That's anti-Semitic.
Oh, jeez. A very big Jewish population in Rhode Island.
What are you trying to say?
So I'm saying that Brown, I doubt that.
Are you saying my people are good at the 40-year dash?
Yes. Yes, that's what I'm saying. They're good at
That's our major event.
They're good at beating Harvard. Hey, real quick here. Did you know the Rhode Island School of Design has a hockey team, right?
No, they don't.
I swear to God they do. And the name of their team is the Nads. And they would have a band come out, and they would play the thing. And so it was Go Nads, Go Nads, Go Nads.
Nah, I swear to God,
you can Google it. You can Google it.
I just think that's very unclear.
I don't know if I could Google it. I guess I could Google it. But
Ray, you don't believe me. Look it up. RISD hockey team.
Not going to.
Wow, Feeney.
My attitude has changed.
I was supposed to play a game against them once, and then it can't. I was so.
What game? Operation?
No, I was supposed to. I was supposed to play a hockey game.
Oh, you said you were supposed to play a game. I thought you played Ortiz here. Sorry.
And I was all excited about playing a game. See?
Oh, they got two balls in their logo. Out of control.
Yep.
They've been Nads since 1961. So Nads was balls even back then.
Must have been. Gonads.
Yeah, gonads are balls, the scientific term, son.
Yeah. Yep.
I was all
excited to go to the game and hear all the artists, because it, like, RISD is a very eclectic school, right? You know, Seth MacFarlane went there. There's, you know, Talking Heads started at RISD. And there's a lot, you know.
Who?
Artists, right?
Seth MacFarlane? Did you say Seth MacFarlane?
Yeah, Seth MacFarlane.
You said Seth MacFarlane was talking and got head?
Yes. You didn't know that? That's why Family Guy has all the Rhode Island jokes?
You know what I think about Seth MacFarlane?
What?
No offense, but it sounds like some fucking commie gobbledygook. No offense. Oops.
Okay.
See, you can't just sit on that, Feeney. You have to hit it. It has to be quick. You get the stumbling around and before it is comedy gobbledygook, and then you have to get out, and then you can't gloat over it because then it takes all the fun off it.
Yeah, he said he had this big shitting grin on his face. Like,
you have to immediately chime in with something else. Like, and as I was saying,
no, I let the punchline breathe.
No, you can't. You can't let it breathe. not in a sound bite. That's incorrect. Apparently, I'm incorrect.
I have a whole list of new little sound bites I need to download. I haven't done it yet.
You know who had sound bites before you?
Jeff Lane?
No, Scott Levy, Johnny Polo.
Ah, what did you use?
When I worked on WWF, when I did commentary with Vince, I used to use sound things. The boys hated it.
I don't remember that at all.
What did you use? Like, or like, boing?
Like, Schwing. I forget, like the whoopee cushion, like when Matt Bourne's finish.
Raven, what year were you? When were you Johnny Polo? It was like
93.
Yeah, I wasn't really watching a lot then, so I don't really remember you. I remember you, but I don't remember the sound effects.
Yeah, it didn't last long. It only lasted short term because nobody liked it.
I remember late heavyweight champion Scotty Flamingo. I was pissed.
Why? I was too heavy to be light heavyweight. I was like 220.
Because I think you cheated to beat Pillman, but I can't remember for sure.
I didn't cheat to beat Pillman. That was the weird thing. As Dusty said, he didn't want me to cheat. He wanted me to get a clean win over Pillman.
What did Pillman, how did he feel about that?
He was okay with it. We ended up becoming good friends.
Real quick here, Raven, do you know on your Wikipedia?
No.
It says that you're married to Selena Kyle. And if you click on her name, it says she's Catwoman.
Yes.
Okay. There you go.
Is there any coincidence or what's going on?
I don't know. I have no idea what these people do on my Wikipedia page. I'm too lazy to read my own page.
So was Selena ever Catwoman?
Selena Kyle is the real name of Catwoman.
Yes.
But I'm saying, was your Selena Kyle ever a Catwoman?
What do you mean?
Is your was your Selena ever a cat? Was she ever a vigilante
dressed up as a cat?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking you.
And skillful with a whip.
I can neither confirm nor deny those rumors.
Has she ever dressed like Catwoman for you?
I can neither confirm nor deny those rumors either.
My dad busted my balls today because he said
you lost your picture, bitch.
I know.
He's like, what are you doing to your poor wife on the Raven show? I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? He's like, I don't know. You got her on there talking about uncircumcised dicks. Then you told a story about banging another girl on a pool table. Like, what are you doing? I'm like, I know you laughed. He's like, yeah, I laughed.
Your dad's ashamed of you. Your dad's like, your dad would be so ashamed of that fedora right now.
We were on a plane.
Feeney, get your dad on the phone. Let's have, we want his opinion.
Yeah, get his text. Send your dad a text and then show him the hat and then get him on the blower or the horn.
Make a phone.
That's it.
Call.
What are the two best names? What are the two best names for the telephone?
What do you mean your dad can't make a phone call?
No, you can't call someone's phone via StreamYard, Rich. It's ridiculous.
So FaceTime your dad and fucking put the let us see that. Let us see the
FaceTime.
He doesn't
have FaceTime.
Just put the phone by the microphone.
Yeah.
What am I asking him?
He likes your fedora.
Yeah, he needs to see the fedora. We need his opinion on this.
What are the two best terms for a telephone?
Oh,
blower.
The blower is one.
The horn.
And the horn.
Get him on the horn. Yeah.
Two best terms for a telephone.
Feeney is texting his dad right now a picture of this terrible fucking hat that he's wearing.
Tremendously disgusting look of his.
What does his shirt say? We haven't done the shirts yet, have we?
No.
What does Feeney's shirt say? I think I'm wearing my I still have on my Astros shirt. I don't know if you can.
It says
I have on my Doctor Strange shirt. Selena got me.
Can you remember
my 1960 whatever the fuck All Star game and the Astrodome shirt?
It says, can you remember who you were before the world told you who you should be? Charles Bukowski.
Oh, that's deep. That's deep.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this way everyone thinks I'm super deep, right?
Mm, yeah. Yeah. That's what we all think of you.
Yeah. Throw me in the shallow end.
A guy. I thought this lived up to.
So hold on. Did you send your dad the picture? What's going on here?
He hasn't
answered yet, but to go off what Rich said.
Wait, hold on. I think my phone's ringing. The disinheritance company. Mm. They're saying Feeney's being disinherited by his father.
Well, I'm keeping the name. You can't stop me.
Feeney's been reversed mortgaged by his old man.
Feeney's like, his dad's like, oh, man, and I gave him number three. We need number four quick. Get number four in the blower.
Feeney, are you guys gonna have kids or what? Is there gonna be a Feeney the third or fourth or whatever?
No, unless there's a accident. And being that I'm 42 and she's 41, I don't really.
You're
see
killing
it.
Your dad. You're breaking your dad's heart first.
By not having it. Trust me, my dad.
Do you have a brother?
What do you think his dad's more hateful, more despising of his son for not having a number four, or by wearing that stupid fedora?
Oh, the hat for sure. Definitely.
What about the chains?
And the chains.
I had a change. Who cares? Feeney,
do you have a brother?
Take it.
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay.
I can take it or leave it.
Does your brother have a kid?
He does not.
Oh, how old is your brother?
37.
Feeney, I think you know what I think.
38.
So there's hope that the Feeney line could continue.
We don't want it to. We're done.
No.
How
selfless is that of you guys?
We've given the world.
You know, the world is better off without another generation.
It's also selfish. He just doesn't want to pay the bills.
Yeah, I get to live pretty much however I want. It's pretty sweet.
I think I found the perfect compliment for the accoutrement for your new look.
Accoutrement.
A pet goat.
Oh, I should
name him Vincent Van Gogh.
But he eats all the trash, though. I don't know if I. I like my trash.
Any books you don't like, you just give them to him to eat.
This guy said on the
mow the lawn for you by eating it.
He said on Facebook, and this goes off what Rich said before. He said Feeney irritates me, but at the same time, I cannot look away.
Mm.
Now he can with that stupid fedora.
So I think I have a prediction for the year of 2024, and it's not political. And also, I don't think we should mention anything political after about July. I think that should be a cut.
Trump will throw you out of his party for wearing that dumb fedora.
What? But look what he wears on his head.
Yeah, his hair. It's fake hair.
His fake hair.
He said he's the only one that you wearing a hair hat.
I mentioned a Raven on the Patreon, and we'll talk about it later or some other time, that I've had an interesting business development this week. And because of said business development, my prediction for 2024 is I'm going to be able to seduce and convince Raven to do a pro wrestling podcast, because I'll be able to make him an offer he can't refuse. It's my prediction.
And I predict that every time you bring up the pro wrestling on the show, I will change this. I will talk about something completely unrelated.
I'll be like, no, I can get you. I can get you $2,000. Nah, four. No. 50%. 50%.
50% of what?
I don't know yet. 50%.
I want 51%. I want controlling interest, and I want to have more interest in the product. So it can't be wrestling because I have no interest in it.
Damn it! They're looking for wrestling.
All right, I'll do a wrestling cup podcast if you pay me enough.
Yeah. So what would it take? What would be enough money for you to have to talk with me for 2 hours every week? And
2 hours
every week. Every week is like May 1996 in ECW. We need to just break it down for 2 hours. And then
break
after
it
that
down.
Week two will be Raven's pursuit of the NWA title. And we need 2 hours on that.
Did you ever hear my remix of Break It Down and the Peanuts theme song?
No.
Break it down. Do 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 break it down.
That's like the same song. That's the same song. Anything like the Peanuts theme?
Peanuts song. That's the Peanuts song, and it's also Breakdown. Breakdown.
You're way off on that.
So sing it. You do both songs then. I just can't sing.
I don't know the song you're talking. I'm just thinking.
The Raw theme. The DX theme.
Oh. Yeah. Break it down.
I guess they're similar.
Yeah, that's why you got to do a super remix of them with the Peanuts.
That's fair.
Yeah, I knew you would come around to it.
You knew. You just knew.
Yes. Feeny, so let me ask you a question, Feeny.
Yeah.
Did you ever sleep with a bundt cake? Like after you saw American Pie and the kid did the apple pie, did you say to yourself, I want to use a bundt cake?
No.
It has like a hole in the middle.
I never went in a weird place with my teenage masturbation, but I did a lot of it. But I never like fucked a cantaloupe or anything, which I do know people who have, you know, but not me.
Did your wife say you can't elope, you have to marry her at home?
We just kind of knew we were getting married.
No, I'm saying, how did you get married? Did you have a ceremony or did you elope? You can't elope.
We had family there and we went to a little chapel like two towns over. What does that count as?
I don't know.
And we had an engagement. No, because we had an engagement. So then we didn't elope.
Not me. I just dragged Selena to Vegas and today we're getting married.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be 10 years in October. I keep trying to.
I wonder why it didn't work.
Would you guys come to our 10-year anniversary party while we read more about?
Not if you're wearing that fedora, I won't.
Hey, guys.
Fedora. Feeny, like I would Delta.
Feeny, if you invited me, I would go as long as I
Delta.
As long as I could burn that hat.
Well, I'll be wearing it at the Red Lanterns Karaoke Mania party the Thursday.
Yeah, can you burn the hat? Can you burn Feeny's hat with him in it, Rich?
I could do that.
Rich is a special invited guest to Karaoke Mania.
When is that going to be?
The Thursday before WrestleMania.
Okay, yeah, I could do that.
And then Friday, you're going to have to put up with me all day, Raven, because I'm based off the assumption that you're probably going to be there.
I am going to be there.
I'm going to be there all day because I'll be going in the morning the East 2300 Arena.
I'm going to be there with NFTs company, the futuristic company.
What?
Yeah, right.
I'll be in the future because it'll be NFTs they're selling. That's like all kinds of futuristic, isn't it?
I'll be there. I'll be at the Collective on Thursday, and then
there might actually include.
I don't know if I'm going to be there Friday, but I'll be there on Thursday. So,
by the way, A, let's because it's been so long, let us not forget that we have a mid-roll. B, the Get Blitz partnership, Raven, might come with some ancillary side cash.
Oh,
for you, if you want to autograph some bottles of your favorite flavor, I've been told.
What if I don't have a favorite flavor?
Ask Selena what her favorite flavor is, and just do that one.
She doesn't have a favorite flavor.
Ask Twitter.
Okay, so what about the where's the ad for it? We have to reach Mad Copy.
Yeah, Get Blitzed. Join in the Raven Effect this week.
All right, the Raven Effect is brought to you by Get Blitzed. Get Blitzed was created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Mo Thug South, plus Courtney, the brains of the operation. That's kind of like here, where it's with Feeney and Rich, but I'm the brains of the operation.
I wanted to put in the copy and see how you would read it. The Raven Effect with Joe Feeney, Rich Bocchini, and Raven is brought to you by...
you should have put that. Totally should have put that.
The big product here, the number one seller, is their nano-infused THC syrup. This is the real deal THC, not the garbage they sell in the gas stations. You don't want gas station garbage.
No.
It is super potent, like THC on steroids. But you don't have to pass any drug tests, so you'll be fine. It has a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon, and it's perfect for the weekend, for relaxing, for a party, and there's no hangover. You can take the teaspoon by itself, mix with water, soda, juice, an energy drink, whatever you want. Flavors like cherry and grape are both delicious either way. Go to www.get-blitz.com and use the code RAVEN to get 15% off. The code RAVEN, yes?
Mm-hmm.
That joke works better if somebody else is my name. Maybe a little riff here. What?
Well, no, we're going to riff here. We don't read a part about the rift.
We just talk about other stuff.
So I have tried the Get Blitz product. I tried the cherry syrup, and what I did was basically the instructions are: you want a teaspoon around that to take your dose there. I used a capful, because I don't know the difference between a teaspoon and a tablespoon. So I took the cap and I dumped it in with some 7-Up or Sprite. And then another time I put it in with some Cherry Coke. And it was delicious. I spent several evenings with it. And it affected you basically how you would want it to affect you. Like, I wasn't crazy, like catatonic, stoned, or paranoid. I was just chilling, playing some video games, watching a little Netflix. And I think Mickey came up with a really great product here. And I know you guys are picking out your favorite flavors and should be trying it soon.
I'm excited to give it a shot. I haven't done any of the beverages. I've had like CBD beverages, but I haven't done.
So if you're looking up your game and avoid low quality imitations with shady ingredients, because you don't want shady ingredients, that's no good. Check out Get Blitz now at get-blitz.com.
What are the flavors?
And use our code Raven to get 50% off. Order, enjoy, and let us know on Twitter at The Raven Effect, at Rich Bocchini, at Jay Feeney, JF Feeney, the 3RD. How your experience was. That's 15% off with the code Raven at get-blitz.com.
So the flavor.
Am I supposed to be putting that dash in there? I think so.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
It wasn't highlighted.
The flavors are
highlighted.
Or that.
The flavors are blue raz, key lime pie, pina colada, tiger's blood, cherry, and grape.
You think that's what the guy in the Pina Colada song was singing about?
He might have been. Should we mention that this is Delta 9 THC?
Because sure, why not? Legal? Yeah.
Right. Because there's a difference. The Delta 8 is the illegal kind.
Oh,
Delta,
really?
Yes. The Delta, that's you can get Delta 9.
I like Delta Airlines.
Mm-hmm.
Let me make sure I'm right. Is it Delta 9? Delta, what's the Delta? It's because one of them's legal, the other one is technically not.
Well, Delta 9 is legal because after the federal legalization of hemp, Delta 9 is derived from hemp, therefore it is legal. Thanks to the Hemp Farm Bill Act of 2018.
Yep.
I don't remember particularly who was the president then, but you know, I'm assuming that he had something to do with that.
I don't think so. I don't know if you've ever experienced Delta 9 before, but it's more of a mellow.
Yes.
It's not as intense. So
without a doubt.
Yes.
Without a doubt. So yes. get-blitz.com, 15% off with the code Raven. Try this THC infused syrup. And like I said, you can mix it with soda, water, energy drink, whatever you want, or just drink it straight up.
Can I say it, Joe?
You can say whatever you want.
Fuss up.
GetDashBlitz.com.
The Chris Rock thing when he talks about the tossed salad, man.
Jelly or syrup? When a man eating no ass, he knows it's ass.
You don't know that one, Raven? You don't know that skit?
Vaguely.
He's talking about, you know, like how to scare kids and, you know, so they don't go to prison, they don't get involved in gangs and drugs or whatever. And he's like, just show them the tossed salad, man. Like, what? It's like, when a new man comes in, I make him eat my ass. Now, some people prefer, some people like jelly, some people like syrup. I prefer syrup.
What's really syrup?
Good. Not the syrup. Well, I'm sure that syrup is, you know what I'm talking about.
Maple.
Yes. But say, why would you use jelly or syrup? He goes, well, because what does he say? When a man is sucking your dick, he can pretend it's something else. When he's eating your ass, he knows it's ass.
Can we split this rich conversation away from the advertisement?
I don't think Mickey will mind.
All right. We have like an 8-pack of emails from Johnny Clare. I'm gonna have to do a thing right now. We're going to play. We're going to read all of them. And if you guys will decide whether we should keep reading his in the future or he should get shut down.
Now, Johnny Clear would be the fellow with the sometimes funny puns, right?
Right.
Right.
I thought he played left wing for the Flyers.
Who?
John LeClaire.
Oh, John. Yeah. From St. Johnsbury, Vermont.
Okay. So let's. These are from between. Most of these were from this week. So, and one was from January 12th, but then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 are from this week. So if we're going to allow him to send in that many emails, we have to see if we can like them. So this first one is a compliment for Feeney.
What?
Feeney doesn't know the meaning of the word quit. Just ask the vulnerable men he raped.
Oh,
good boy.
So far, I'd say that's a positive for Johnny Clare. Medical joke. Why are people with diverticulitis bad at grammar?
Why?
Because they're missing a colon.
That's harsh. Yikes. That's terrible. You know, Brock Lesnar suffered from that, and now Kenny Omega. Another person who suffered from that, it's me. So you know what? I don't think it's funny.
You've had that.
Yeah, but I didn't get to that point.
No. So it's one apiece. One for, one against. This one's titled, Making Feeney Groan with Pleasure.
Oh,
sheesh! My jokes have bombed so hard. You think I was Israel? Ooh.
Oh, that's terrible.
Whenever I hear Hamas, I think of game Feeney plays where he shoves ham up his ass and makes his cat's claw and lick it out.
That's not Hamas. That's ham ass. Stupid.
All right, so that's iffy. Although this isn't the sickest thing Feeney does, Feeney loves trawling the streets of Glen Olden, extracting cum from all the homeless and many encounters. He then spits their jizz into a Tupperware container.
And then
once Feeney's home, he heats the collection of semen and slurps it down like a bowl of soup. Feeney calls this disgusting delicacy man chowder.
That is not accurate, and I will sue you.
That's two against in 1-4.
And how does he know where I live?
I don't know. More compliments for Feeney. Feeney's a real team player, according to the black man who fuck his wife in front of him.
Oh.
Feeney doesn't joke under pressure.
Oh, my God.
Feeney doesn't choke under pressure. Just ask the truck stop whores who violently face fuck him.
Oh,
so hold on. So wait a minute. So Johnny Clare is trying to insinuate that Feeney is a lot lizard
and also a cuck.
Yes, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you now if you had your choice, which one? If it could only be one, which one would you rather be?
Lot lizard.
Lot lizard. Okay.
So I would say that those are split down the middle. So that would be 1-4 and 1-against on that. The cuck will make 4 Feeney and then 4 Claire, and then the other one is against. All right. So it's 3-2 and 2 more emails to go. It's always Philadelphia and sunny.
Oh.
You've probably forgotten this because you dunces have the attention span of a dementia-ridden goldfish. Yes, we do. But Raven had a temerity and outright gall to blame my writing ability for his marble mouth butchering of my jokes. Hey, I resemble that remark.
He used temerity. That was awesome.
I take great umbrage to this unfounded allegation. I am a god of grammar, a prince of punctuation, a virtuoso of vocabulary, and I'm okay at alliteration.
It was a perfectly cromulent email.
It's not my fault you read like the RFK Jr. writing a Sibian. Weren't you a Mensa member? You're so dumb, I doubt you can even spell IQ. That's horrible.
Why is he being so mean to everyone?
Maybe borrow some of Feeney's Hitler tapes and learn how to cut a promo.
I got one DVD, okay, and it's for history purposes. God.
That line was a saver, but the rest of them were just bleh, not funny.
He's being a real jerk.
And I am marble mouthed, and I'm butchering it, and it's still not funny. Let's see. My marble mouth butchery actually makes it funnier. Just ask me, I'll tell you. There's the last one. It's 3 to 2.5. I don't know. This will be the deciding factor. Ugly MILFs in your town are wanting to meet. Feeney has a real potty mouth. That's because he lets homeless men use his face as a toilet.
Oh, boy.
Allegedly.
So what do we say? Should we continue to read his emails next week, or is he done?
I'm going to punch him in the face.
In that regard, I think that we should definitely have his emails on next week if it's going to piss off Joe.
Oh, we have one more. We have two more from one from September 9th and one from September 17th. We have more to base our questioning, our theory, our theorizing on his ability to write a joke or not.
You should be banned, Rich. He attempted to insult my very saintly virginal wife, and I don't approve of that at all. You know, she wouldn't sink into the gutter like he just did. You know, she's way above that.
But the problem is like, he'll have one winner out of like five jokes.
He needs an editor. He needs to
Raven, that could be you. You could script doctor for him.
I don't know, dude. It's too much effort.
How's that going, by the way, so I can get jealous?
We have to do some more work again. I meant to say, okay, so typo correction. I meant to say Rushdie. For some reason, I always misspell that. Oh, shit, I can't send an email without a joke. Or I invested in a company that makes anti-anal prolapse medication. It's going well until the bottom fell out of it.
Never seen it. Never
mind. Timepiece joke. Did you see the Rolex movie? It's a good watch. These are just bad puns.
Yeah.
I like a good pun. I hate bad puns.
You're poor losing the audience.
Poor punning is not something that should be celebrated. Only quality punning. All right, David Parrish, random thoughts. Never sell anything to a man with no legs. He will always lowball you. He went to the Johnny Clare School of Pun Writing. From Carla Snow, forward, happy birthday. Sent to you on your birthday. I hope at some point you get to read this. It's not on my birthday. It's December 26th. Oh, well, I don't get it. But she's a nice person, I think. She's the one who always sends me the fan mail on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Adrian Uhrlorf. Agent Orlorf, Murray Yom Kippur, and AI. Greetings, Raven, Feeney, and Bokini. Firstly, wish you all the very best for the festive season. Hope you all get some time with loved ones, including dead grandfathers who shoot ectoplasm into your stink while you sleep.
No.
For those who don't understand that, that would be a callback to Rich's telling us a story about his grandfather who would shoot ectoplasm up his fart box.
Wait a minute, who's writing this email?
Adrian Orlorf.
I was going to say, it sounds like a Raven D email, but we haven't heard from her in a while. Hope she's all right.
Not that long.
On another note, I've been messing around with AI and thought it would be fun to run every Raven episode through an AI program and see what the most commonly used words are. Taking out ad reads, e.g. True Car and Dr. Barusco, the following best represent your pod. I'm tired, bukkake, fanny mail, ass play, Egyptian national anthem, newser, Trump, blading vertically the hard way, fart box, hep snaps. Having listened to every episode, I can confidently say this is 100% accurate representation of your podcast. Mazel tov. Cheers, Adrian. I would concur. That would be the That would be how you sum up my the Raven Effect podcast, from the Busby years to the Bocchini and Feeney years. Let's see. I'm Tired would be from all the years. Bukkake would be from the Busby years. Fanny Mail. Yeah.
What about Fartbox?
Fartbox would be from the Feeney and Bocchini years.
I was thinking the Bukkake thing would be from people making fun of my last name. It's pretty common.
That's awful.
Yeah.
That's not nice. They should be
Bukkake'd.
Bukkake'd.
Especially in the 90s, like, you know, the late 90s when that, you know, people first started seeing that stuff, like it was like, hey, Rich Bukkake, huh?
Yeah, oh man, let's go beat them up.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, this is from Mr. V Foreign.
Who?
Foreign V Four, the number four, I N.
Okay.
Sexy Bastards. Dear Sexy Bastards. By the way, hello. Mr. Vane, shame on you for not getting the reference. It's only the greatest song of all time. Mr. Vane, I don't know.
Mr. Yeah, that's
You're so vain.
No. Mr. Hold on, wait. I'm gonna look it up.
Culture. Anyway, question for Raven and the Rich.
What?
Why is it an issue when wrestling companies are licensed music, but nobody says shit when baseball players do the same thing? I don't know.
I think because baseball players play under 30 seconds of the song, and you're allowed to do that, right?
Yes.
Isn't that what it is?
Well, I'm sure that Major League Baseball. Sure, they're covered by ASCAP.
I'm sure Feeny. Major League Baseball is spying on me.
Feeny, I didn't forget you, you sexy Nazi bastard. Just kidding.
I'm not German.
What exactly is your story and involvement in the wrestling business and or being involved in this show and K100?
I'll make it short, as short as I can. It's very complex.
Make it as short as yourself.
I was working in International Freight as the warehouse manager.
Outer Pancakes.
The company, their lease ran out, and their next location was office only, so they therefore had no more warehouse space, and I was deemed, you know, what do you call that? Eliminated, inadmissible or some word. And so I was already going back to school for writing because I realized I didn't want to drive a forklift until...
Riding a horse?
I'd ride a horse, not a forklift. And so I went to, as I was going through school for writing, trying to figure out what I wanted to do, I went to a seminar at the Monster Factory that Joel Gertner had. And Joel and Danny Cage from the Monster Factory were my first connections. And I started writing articles and doing interviews. And then someone said, hey, you should try a podcast. And then I tried a podcast. And from that day forward, I nagged Conan and Raven until I got involved with them in some way. So Conan gave me a shot first. Raven gave me a shot later on after I had him on my show, and we were like best friends right then.
I shot at Feeney, but I missed. What exactly? Sorry for the bad grammar. That's enough. Sorry for the bad grammar. Whatever. I've recently been having seizures and I've had a head injury and am slowly adjusting. That's sad.
No excuses.
Anyway, love the show. I watch you guys on Patreon every week and proudly wear my Raven shirts at work. Good for you. Rich, you need to sell one, damn it. And Feeney, I'm getting yours soon, I promise.
Thank you.
Love the show and love you guys. Happy holidays and thanks for laughs every week. If The Undertaker drags people to hell, does that make God the Overtaker?
Possibly.
I don't know if you laugh or not, but if you guys don't put on any effort into the show, I don't see why we should. That's a good point.
Was there a question for me in there or no?
No.
It was.
No, it didn't say anything about it. It said...
Okay.
Rich, you need to sell a t-shirt. That's all.
Yeah, well, I thought before that, I thought you set it up saying that there was a question for me and Feeney.
No. I don't know. Love you all, your biggest flocking reprobate Noble.
Thank you, Noble.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it.
And best of luck and get well soon.
Yeah, get well soon. That really sucks.
Yeah, I hope you feel better. Jeez.
All right. This is from JB. It says, hey, hey, hey. And there's an attachment.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, Rave, how's the shoulder shouldering? Hey, Rich, how's the commentary commentating? Hey, Joe, how's the podcast podcasting? As for me, yeah, times are tough, but when isn't it? You know, the world has gone so crazy that I think in the event of a zombie apocalypse, there'll be zombie rights activists. I think there already are.
Yeah, that's not far off.
So I'm at a restaurant sitting at the bar, and two very large women with accents are sitting across from me. I say, "Cool accents. Are you two ladies from Scotland?" One of them yells, "It's Wales, you idiot." So I said, "Okay, are you two Wales from Scotland?" I don't remember much after that.
Yeah, I can see why.
Okay, in my best saw voice, I want to play a game. The Patreon people, such as myself, will appreciate this. Part four of Who Is It? Oh, okay, I see. The game hasn't started yet. Mm. Is this a Saw voice? Was that, I forgot how the guy in Saw sounded.
I've never seen Saw.
I saw, like, Saw 2.
You didn't see Saw?
I didn't see Saw.
Did you teeter-totter?
No, what Rich is saying is he didn't have a friend to sit on the other end. He just sat there by himself. Oh, man.
So so we see.
Hold on. Are you shaming me for going to movies by myself?
No, he's shaming you for playing on a seesaw by yourself.
Gotcha.
I understand that.
This guy was with WWE from 2006 to 2016. With sporadic appearances from 2008 to 2020, in his debut, he was allied with Finley. He won the Cruiserweight Championship.
Hornswoggle.
Who?
Hornswoggle.
In its first stint, he was the Raw GM from June to, at one point, he's known as Vince's bastard son. Who is it?
Dylan Postel.
I'm going to say Hornswoggle. Am I right?
You're right.
I just copied Feeney's guess. So far, Raven is ahead with guessing two right.
I was right. I said Dylan Postel.
I was
Feeney guessed one, and Rich, well, I guess Rich's last is last just scratching his butt. Picture attached and also sent to Feeney. Sent 10/19 at about 8:45 p.m. for screen sharing, since he knows what he's doing. Thanks for playing. This email is sent from someone who's definitely not your favorite reprobate and delinquent, Joan Sebas. What? How dare she sneakily get a thing in?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Sheesh, and she's almost legal, too. It's only 6 more years. P.S. Why won't Jessica Biel name her child Batmo? I don't know.
Batmobile? Get it?
No, why won't she name her child Batmo?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious why she wouldn't.
Why? I don't know about that.
She's a wise young woman.
Let's see the picture here.
Yeah, I don't think I received that. I just looked back and I don't have it.
Is it a picture of Jessica Biel? What?
It's a picture of Joan Sebas hitting my pose with Hornswoggle. No, it's not Joan Sebas. Is it Joan Sebas? I forget. It's been so long.
Jessica Biel's married to Justin Timberlake? Jeez.
That's correct.
Good for him.
The answer is Hornswoggle, though.
Definitely.
Yeah, it is Hornswoggle.
Yeah, I guess
Hey,
very hard quiz.
Quick aside here, fellas. WrestleMania week when we're in town there, Feeney. How cold do you think it's going to be on the Wednesday? Because the Phillies are playing the Reds. We should all go.
I don't know, 40s or 50s. It's tough to say.
Yeah. What do you think? It's a 1 o'clock game. What do you think? Should we do it?
Feeney's in his 40s. I'm in my 50s.
Yeah, sure, maybe.
All right.
There's three different answers. Well, two.
I will not be seen in public with Feeney with that fedora at anywhere unless I am mortally wounded and cannot escape.
It'd probably be easy to get tickets, right? I wouldn't imagine the third game of the year is going to sell very well. Opening day.
You're not going to sell Feeney a ticket with his fedora.
No, I'm sure it's probably like Boston where opening day will be crazy, right? And then, you know. Some of those games.
I will not be attending.
If it's 1 o'clock, it might be the first businessman special of the year. In which case,
No. Opening day is the March 28th at 3, and then they play the Saturday at 4, and then they play the Sunday at 1:30. So yeah, opening day is technically the. No, and then they play. Yeah. They play Monday at 6, Tuesday at 6, and then yeah. Well, I don't know. Yeah,
whatever. I do not like baseball. Or its fame. I do not like baseball because it sucks. I do not like baseball, green ham and eggs.
You're not a baseball. You don't like going to the game, Raven?
No.
Why?
I've been to a game since I was like 12 or 11.
What is this? What are you talking about? Wednesday the 10th or Wednesday the 3rd?
I won't be there that day.
Wednesday the 3rd.
I won't be there that early.
Because then they go on the road.
Hmm. Again?
Yeah, no, I would love to go. I would go. I would go somewhere else with you, but I will not go to bowling. I mean, to baseball. I'll go bowling. But only if I can bowl left-handed and I get to use the gutter guard.
Wait a minute. Let's see if the Flyers are home.
Can I use a gutter guard? You think they'll let me, a 59-year-old man, using a gutter guard?
Mm-hmm. Flyers are home April 1st. We could do that.
How about, you ever seen a T-ball they have set up at bowling alleys for kids?
Yeah.
They have like about a foot tall of a ramp.
You put the ball on
and it rolls down. It's like T-ball for bowling.
It's cheating, if you ask me. Kid can't pick up a bowling ball. He shouldn't be bowling.
That's true too.
I suppose they have to pick it up to put it on the thing. You know what I'm saying, though. You can't bowl a ball. Go candle pin bowling like they do up here in Massachusetts. You can do that.
What about the bumper bowling?
What a pinhole.
What?
What do they do in Massachusetts?
Candle pin bowling.
I forgot.
That's a real thing.
What is it?
I don't know how to explain it, but you get an extra ball. You get three.
So you have two balls?
Feeney, did you ever see the Simpsons one where they moved to Boston?
No.
Yeah, well, they end up at a candlepin lane. Homer's bowling, and he bowls two balls, and there's still, like, pins up. And he's like, "Ah, man." And then, like, Woody Bulger comes out, and he's like, "Hey, you forgot your third ball." Like, what? So then he falls in love with candlepin bowling in Massachusetts. It's a regional they're like these taller pins, and the ball's little. It's like you can almost fit it in your hand, and you can really whip it. But it used to be on TV up here, believe it or not.
Can you throw it like a fastball?
Well, you could. I mean, you can really whip the thing. It's like it's bigger than a ski ball, but smaller.
You can't
than
say whip the thing. Ball. That's not sensitive to people.
Yeah, what are you, Devo?
What?
What are you, Devo?
What are you talking about?
Whip it in the shape.
What did he say? I can't say, Raven.
You can't say whip that thing.
Oh well, I just did.
No, maybe you can. It's still politically insensitive.
Feeney, one other thing here. Are you going to go to WrestleMania?
Nope.
On the Sunday night in Philadelphia.
Wait, hold on. Here's a trivia question.
What
did Bad News Allen call WrestleMania?
WrestleMania?
Like, chime in, Rich? For the steal?
Wrestling Super Bowl. I don't know.
WrestleMania.
Oh, WrestleMania. Yeah.
Nice.
That was a common mispronunciation the first year or two among kids, WrestleMania.
You think Bad News Allen was a kid?
No, but, I'm saying. Feeney, the Sunday night of WrestleMania weekend, I will not be going to WrestleMania.
WrestleMania weekend.
WrestleMania, but at the Underground Arts in Philly. First of all, where is that? Second of all, the band Violence is playing. Would you like to go and listen to some late 80s thrash?
Why don't we just go to the casino and play poker?
Yeah,
I'd rather go see Violence.
No, I think, honestly, Rich, I really don't plan on going to WrestleMania live. But if someone has WrestleMania on in their hotel and there's a bunch of drinking going on, yeah, I'd go there.
What are you going to go on Memorex?
Where is Underground Arts in Philly in relation to where everything's going to be?
I know the place, but I couldn't tell you. I'm not sure exactly. Never been.
Philly's never been out of, Feeney's never been out of Delco.
Yeah, Philadelphia's full of crime.
I'm going to look it up here, Underground Arts.
And Chuds.
And the Rizzo brothers. Frank Rizzo and Joe Rizzo.
There's a lot of different shows that I'd be like, oh, it looks cool. And they're at Underground Arts a lot, but I've just never been.
Callow Hill Street.
Underground Arts did you speak of, Rich?
What is it? I guess it's a nightclub.
Yeah.
It's up near, it's actually not too far from where Penn's Landing is, it looks like.
Have I been there?
All the clubs are in Penn's Landing.
Are they?
Yeah, that's where all the cool clubs used to be.
What, like TLA and all that?
No, like there's nightclubs.
Well, was it? It wasn't TLA a nightclub, or was that a theater?
Well, TLA was a theater.
Well, where was that?
South Street. That was on South Street.
Oh,
you know what? I think
they used to play like old movies. My dad took me there.
Yeah, but they had shows there too.
Wrestling shows?
I don't know if they ever did wrestling, but basically, a lot of bands would come through there.
Yeah, but that was years later. Originally, it was like an old film place.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's on South Street, or it was.
Underground Art, it looks like if you take Broad Street north and get off at...
Broad Street north from where?
Well, if you were down, say, by the stadiums, if you're down there, you get on Broad Street, you take the
yeah, you still stay on 95.
Well, I'm saying if you take the train, if you're taking the train.
Don't take the train in Philadelphia.
Don't take the train on 95.
It looks like if you get off at Race Vine, you could walk there for a couple blocks away.
Yeah, so. Don't do any of that. Don't take the train and don't walk.
Oh, come on. I took the train last time I was in Philly. It's fine.
When was that?
When did we go? August?
Exactly. Oh, August. Really? Ew. Yeah. Jesus. Did you sit and piss? Did anyone pull a gun on you?
Negative.
You got lucky. No.
Did anyone pull a penis on you?
No. Nobody pulled a penis.
Was there anyone on fentanyl in your general vicinity?
No, there was nobody smoking meth behind me on the train like they did in Los Angeles that time.
Classic. You've been illin.
Hmm?
That's a, it should be, it's a, you be illin, you be fentanylin.
I see people on the subway here in Boston all the time doing like the fentanyl surf.
It's a nod.
No, well, but I'm saying there's the one where they're standing up and it's like they're surfing on the train and they're kind of like out.
Doesn't look enjoyable.
It's actually interesting to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not really fun.
No, I can't imagine that it is. But Raven, answer this for us. How do you maintain your balance when you're fucking opiated up? Like, how do you stay?
Because they're with your proprioceptors.
Well, they're experience. On their feet. But you know experience. What I mean? Like you see it in like Kensington too. There's a video of like people in Kensington.
Oh, yeah.
Right? They're like they're nodding, but they're up. They're standing up, but they're like.
I've seen videos or pictures of people that are. They're not at so far forward. Their head is almost touching the ground, but they're yeah. standing up. You know,
yeah, but they're standing brutal. Up. It's
yeah.
Wild.
People used to do that with somas.
Really,
they would do it into the soup.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Why would you order a soup if you're on somas?
Because it's easy on your belly. It's
easier. No, because you're bound to end up face down and drowning. Mm.
I heard that to make the somas kick in, to make somas kick in, you have to eat pizza for some. Really? I don't know. I heard Nash say that once. He said carbs make the somas kick in better was the theory with no scientific basis or anything. Just that was the rest of the theory.
Carbs do kick it in.
Carbs. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
But one time me and I told you a story. Never mind.
What?
I was going to tell you a story, but it's getting late in the show and I'll save it for next week. But I already told it before anyway, so it's not like it's a new story.
But, yeah, actually, I had an article for us this week. But
where's our list? Where's the list, Feeney?
I didn't have a list, but I had an article, and I didn't remember it till about 5 minutes ago, so we'll just save it.
No, we got 8 minutes to kill.
Eight minutes?
It deserves a little more time.
No, it doesn't.
Sure, it does. Did anybody watch the new episode of True Detective on Sunday?
Nope.
No.
Why not?
Because I'm waiting till the whole series is done. Wait till the whole run is done.
It's only six episodes, too, so you'll knock it out.
What about Echo? Have anybody watched Echo and Marvel?
No, but I'm a big fan of the anti-Marvel Disney Star Wars YouTube channels, and of course they all hate it and make me laugh when they describe why. So I don't know if it's good or not, but
why do they hate it?
They hate everything that Marvel has done since the end of the Infinity War, the Avengers, or whatever.
Mm. They're so mean.
Except maybe the Last Guardians was like the outlier.
Are you calling me an outlier?
An out liar.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh, wait, I never finished my my WrestleMania ECW arena thing. So Thursday I'm having the karaoke party, and Friday I'll be at the arena. Friday morning, because Conan is there, and he'll be there at like 10. I don't know what time you're getting there, Raven, but you know, I would of course come and say hello to you as well. Maybe bring you a cheesesteak. And then there's a 1 o'clock
Leo's
show.
From Leo's or somewhere else?
I'm thinking that I want you to try from Dino's.
Well,
hopefully, overstuffed the bun with too much steak like Leo's does.
Yeah, this is.
How picky am I when I'm saying I'm complaining because you're giving me too much meat?
I mean, I worked there for a long time and I consider myself a cheesesteak connoisseur, if you will. And this Dino's here does it right, exactly right. So I would probably bring that. But
are you a connoisseur, Rat?
What about Wawa?
Wawa? Wawa cheesesteaks? Oh my God. Be ashamed of yourself.
Well, I mean, when I was
that's for amateurs or people who live outside Philly.
Well, Well, that's the thing. When I lived in Florida, I would get those if I wanted to.
I could show you how to make it good. I know the correct ingredients to make that edible.
You know the right people?
And the right people. But yeah, I'll be at the Battleground show at 1. Okay. And then in between the 1 o'clock.
Did anybody ask you where you're going to be or why we should care?
Rich did. Rich asked. And then
I did.
We were trying to find out where you were going to be too. But
What happened to Feeny number 2 commenting on your shitty hat?
He never answered me.
I think he did answer.
He sent it off.
He hasn't answered. Between the 1 o'clock.
He doesn't love you.
Between the 1 o'clock and 8 o'clock shows. See, look, it's right there. He has not answered. There's the picture. There's the verbiage. Rich and Raven want to know your opinion on my new hat.
Showing?
It's not.
Okay.
Not at all. That was the time. There's a barbecue party, block party thing in between these shows. And I'm assuming that they're going to finagle Raven and force him to go. So you'll probably be there. And then at 7 or 8 o'clock.
Block party at shows?
It's at the arena, and it's in between the two shows, the 1 o'clock show, Battleground Wrestling, and then 8 o'clock or 7, whatever, the Battleground.
I'm not going to any shows.
Huh? What are you talking about? That's that Battleground show at night is an ECW tribute. You know you're going to be there. There's no way.
I'll watching Netflix.
There you go. But that's why I said I'll be at the damn arena like 16 hours that day. It's going to be great.
You're going to be at the Dan Marino?
The damn arena. You bastards. You bastard.
All right. So go to cameo.com and get a video shout out of me. If you want a video shout out of Feeny, call his home phone number. The number is 610-555-1212.
Damn it. Time to change it.
Don't. Or go to Google Ask Dana, D-A-N-N-A, A-S-K-D-A-N-N-A, and it'll take you to her eBay store, and you can type in Raven from once you're there, and it'll bring you up to my ring-worn merchandise and some old comics and some crap until Feeny finally resolves himself to moving into my backyard and putting a tent up. And taking over the merchandise sale of my crap that I've collected over the 59 years of life.
Well, if the divorce ever goes through and she does take 50%, that'll be my first move. Like, hey, I'm coming down for good.
I'll tell you what, Feeny, I will do the wrestling podcast when you come down to Philly and move into a tent in my backyard.
How long?
And sell my merchandise.
How long do I just? No, I need you to put me up in a hotel.
I'll put you up in the basement. How about that?
All right.
But you can't come out through the front, through the in-house door. You have to use the outside door.
What is this? AskDana.com?
Yeah.
Oh, here I am. Yeah, okay.
All right. Go to fan mail.
I want to look at your comics. Look at that JNR shirt.
I have a bunch of crap on there. Just odds and ends that I threw in a box and told her to sell it.
I need to do this. I have so much crap.
You don't have as much crap as I do. Holy shit, do I have a lot of crap. I was on an accumulation run for about 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Wait, how do I see? I've heard this 10,000 times and I don't know. How do I get to your stuff on here?
I just type in Raven on her stuff, on her site.
Okay, I got it.
Subscribe to Spreaker. Is that who we subscribe to?
Yep, we are
Rebel
on
Podcast. Oh, how are we ranked, Feeny? Where are we ranked?
Ted last.
How'd you know?
Ted Lasso?
Yeah.
Let's just see here. Let's see how we're doing this week. So
we're doing it on Friday. Remember, this is a Friday in the afternoon, and it's throwing off my whole stylings. I can't go styling on Feeny and Rich because it's a Friday.
Well, even though it's Friday.
Thank God it's Friday. Friday. You ever seen a movie, Thank God It's Friday?
No. I've seen Friday.
It was about a club, a nightclub on a Friday night. And it was all the intertwining stories of all. It was terrible. Intertwining stories of all these people who meet and hang out and danced and fell in love at this club. And Donna Summer plays this ingenue who's trying to get a break and they won't let her. And so finally she gets a chance to sing at the end of the night. and sings The Last Dance and blows everybody away. And then she became a big star, just like in the movie.
Rich, you should see the outrageous prices Raven is charging for this ring-worn stuff. He has got a lot of guts. This is crazy. This is
I am not charging it. She's charging it.
No, it's not bad. It's not bad.
It's an historical document, though.
Yeah, no,
she charges. You have to wait till she comes down on the prices. Some stuff's come down way low. Look at some of the stuff she sold for, though. Like, we'll go to completed items and look at some of the prices that she's given up. Like, she sold this Captain Kirk bust, you know, like a mini bust for like 99 cents, I think. Because I think she had it on sale and nobody purchased it except for somebody bought it for 99 cents.
What's the story behind this Ravens jersey?
It's not me, but it's somehow in there.
It came up because it says Raven. All right, never mind.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, maybe they gave Raven a Ravens jersey. Yeah, so we actually moved up to number 78 in the USA.
So now we're in 78. We used to be at 33, and then we were 45. Now we're 78. Wait, no, that's my record. That's my record collection.
We were like 80. Oh, we were like 80 last week. So we are 48th in Australia. We're 51st in Sweden, 50th in Brazil, 30th in Mexico, 28th in Norway, 29th in Colombia, 36th in Israel, 28th in Finland, 29th in Pakistan, 25th in Qatar, which is our highest ranking worldwide.
How come Conan is consistently at number one in Mexico?
I don't
know.
Actually,
or is he?
No, we usually outrank K100 in Mexico, to be honest with you.
Do we?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Let's see how does it. See, these charts are horseshit, though. It's fun to read them, but they're not. There's no way they're accurate.
They're accurate when our numbers are good. They're accurate
for sure. Yeah. No. See, like we're 30th, and then at 36 is this show called Podcast Boom with Conan, and he would review wrestling news and stuff in Spanish. He hasn't done that show in like 5 years, and it's number 36. There's no way that's accurate. You know,
maybe it is. Maybe people are really watching it now. They're really falling by. You know, they fell behind, and now they're catching up.
And then K100 is down all the way down to 57. So we're smoking K100, according to
make sure you mention that we're smoking them in Mexico.
I will.
All right. Now, what's your recommendation, Feeny?
Watch the fourth season of True Detective. And if you haven't seen the other seasons, especially watch the first, especially watch the third, and watch the second at your own risk.
So you're saying you didn't like the second?
I do, but nobody else does.
So what are you saying?
I don't know. I liked it. It's a little complex.
Were you partial to the third one because you're Feeny the third?
I was partial to the third one because it was.
Because you're Feeny the third.
It was just very good. And it was a surprise because everyone kind of thought the guy that writes the show was just out of gas. And the third season proved.
Well, why didn't he just get an electric car? We don't have to worry about that.
Out of what?
They thought he was out of gas. Like,
Say it properly. Say it like a proper Delco.
Gas?
He is.
But season three was very, very, very good. Nothing will ever top season
one. How dare you say gas like a normal person and you're from Philadelphia?
Gas.
You're not really from Philly.
Pass, ass.
You're an imposter. I think that's why you didn't even call. You didn't, that's because you don't even know Feeny number two's number because you're an imposter.
Well, that's why when you ask people where they're from and they say Philly, you go, come on. And they'll go, Delco.
So no, but I'm saying, but you're not the real Feeny because Feeny would never get rid of those shitty glasses and wear a shitty fedora instead of a baseball hat.
He knows that I drum to the beat of my own march.
You drum to your own beat in March? What about April?
April historically has been very good to me, but I don't like it anyway.
What I like about April is April flowers bring May showers.
What if I added an eyebrow ring to the ensemble? You know, so, that's going to come back someday. Doesn't anybody get those anymore?
I took mine out finally for the final time. I finally took it out when I had my shoulder surgery.
Yeah, you were.
I had to take it out. I was one of the last people to have an eyebrow ring.
Yep, you were the last one.
But mine wasn't a ring, though. Mine wasn't a ring. Mine was a
bar.
Mine was it was a nightclub.
I had a ring, and
ring
I got punched out of my head, and then I had the bar.
I had the first ring and I put in my eyebrow. I put it on the left side, like an idiot. And I was working Benoit, and he kept punching me in the right hand, on the right side with his right hand.
Yeah.
And I realized, oh yeah, dummy, every night I'm gonna get punched in the face and hit my fucking eyebrow ring. Put it on the other side and never got hit once.
Yeah. Shit. Yeah, they should come back. That was a good look.
Baby, come back. You can blame it all on me.
Only piercing.
You can bring that back with your JNCO jeans.
Only piercing I've ever had. I never did my ears when I was a kid. I never had the nose. I just had my eyebrow.
Do you ever have any Boyd piercing? For those who don't know that he was a comic. He was the ring announcer for Mid-South Wrestling, and he used to wear these ridiculous Herb Tarlick-looking jackets. And if you don't know who Herb Tarlick is, then he was in WKRP in Cincinnati. But Boyd Pierce, so that's why I said Boyd piercings. And it's hilarious reference if you know who Boyd Pierce is.
I chuckled.
I know, I'm saying, but I'm talking to our audience.
We can
talking down to our audience.
This is just a fantasy, right? This is just speculation.
What are we, Aldo Nova?
What if there was a way?
It's a fantasy. How's that song go? Life is a dream.
Or I Carry Your Fantasy?
It's just a fantasy. Aldo Nova?
I don't know it.
It was just one big hit. Look, pull it up.
Aldo Nova.
Not Billy Joel.
Sheesh.
Aldo Nova.
God damn it.
Aldo Nova is the only one, number one, only big hit.
I have the YouTube Premium now, so this shouldn't happen, but it's not logged in on this browser because I'm, you know, really smart.
Fantasy by Aldo Nova.
How does my voice sound? And also, how does this video sound? Does it sound better than before?
Better than your voice? Yes.
I'm actually more concerned with how the video sounds, if that sounds better too. But let's see.
I can't hear anything.
Well, I'm playing it right now.
Isn't that science fiction-y sound? Ooh. Can you believe this was only made in the 80s? It wasn't in the future?
Why is it taking so long?
Because the helicopter blades are wearing. Aldo Nova also played George Harrison in Beatlemania.
Oh, yeah?
Helicopter's landing. Oh, yeah, that's right. Most 99% of the audience can't hear it, can't understand what's going on.
What I'm saying, get to the song. Good Lord.
Oh, look
wow,
at this
look shit. At that outfit.
Woo! He's in a leopard skin print. Oh, now it's getting emotional. Oh, I bet he's going to hit the guitar riff when he gets to the stage. Oh, this song's picking up steam. They can't get into a building, so they're trying to break into a building. And the guy, Aldo Nova, calls for his guitar, puts it on, and now he's going to blow the door open. Oh, a laser beam. Holy crap. You heard he exploded the door with his laser beam. This is a monster hit in the 80s. Why is he so little in the drum kit? That's like the biggest drum kit or the littlest guy.
Oh, yeah, huh? Jeez. He's like sitting way back or something.
Look at Aldo and the boys. Here he comes to sing. Can you believe this was his only hit?
Is that actually his name?
Aldo Nova.
It's not a band name. That's actually.
I don't know.
This sounds, and I think it was probably Journey, but you can correct me because I'm probably wrong. What's the song? It's just like, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to run to you. Run to you.
Yeah, that was.
Sounds like to me.
Yeah, I forget who that was. Tip my tongue. 2 minutes and 9 seconds.
Oh, Bryan Adams?
Yeah, Bryan Adams.
Yeah, that's what this sounded like to me at first, but all right, here we go. A little bit more.
We wasted 2 minutes and 9 seconds of our lives listening to this so far. See the girls
with the dresses so tight.
Give you love if the price is right. Ooh, give you love if the price is right. In the streets, there's a woman, no right, no. Oh, man. Look at him build to the hook.
This drummer's really not milking it. The drummer's not good at the old pantomime.
They're really milking it to get to the chorus. Out of sight. Buy your kicks from the man in the white. Yeah, you buy your kicks from the man in the white.
Oh, there's a chick. Feels all right.
Powder pleasure in your nose tonight. Powder pleasure in your nose tonight. What a lyric.
A lyrical genius over there.
This guy's is an amazing lyricist.
Real intelligent.
Yeah, slow down a little.
Just a breakdown.
Wow, that's enough. Cut it off right there. That is the 80s right there. That is the 1980s right there.
I never heard that before. That's
can't believe you never heard that song. It was like number one.
Going on the playlist. Definitely.
It was like number one in for like 10 years.
Oh, Rich, did you watch my blistering promo?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I did. I enjoyed it.
Did you watch both of them?
I did, yeah.
What?
It was good stuff.
What?
I was very upset with Billy Body for, as happened on this show earlier, insulting my wife, although he didn't do it in a jovial fashion. So I basically told him I was going to throw him under a bus and then kick his mother in the face or something like that.
Nice.
I cut a promo. That's what I did. That's what I.
So
that's what you call
it. Do you have any recommendations, Feeney?
True Detective Season 4 every Sunday.
Oh, we already did that. Rich, you already did that.
Shorzy.
Are you going to recommend a song to Aldo Nova's Fantasy?
No.
In my head.
I want to start watching Shorzy. That's my recommendation.
Oh.
Shorzy?
Shorzy.
I'd like to recommend something.
Bluesy?
I don't know. Well, Bluey's still solid, too. But Shorzy, the new season's out, I believe.
They did a prequel. They're doing a prequel to Bluey called Cub Bluey.
Now, I haven't seen this yet, but I've had several people have recommended it to me. Specifically, they think I will enjoy it, which means, of course,
specifically?
You guys would. Specifically. Yeah. Has anyone seen Louder Milk?
No.
Okay. Well, that's...
I've heard some Softer Milk. Mm-hmm.
That's been recommended to me. Created by Peter Farrelly with Ron Livingston and Will Sasso.
You know where he's from, right?
Rhode Island.
Did they write?
Well, we're this show's running too long. Let me just get mine and we can go home.
Yeah, they did Dumb and Dumber. Yes. And
No.
I think this show always gets better at the end. The show gets better at the end when we're trying to end it.
Me, Myself, and Irene. Me, Myself, and Irene. That's the one I wanted to ask you about.
The I'm going to recommend Transformers Prime. It came out like, I don't know, it's on Netflix. But I can only watch the first season on Netflix, so I had to go to Apple TV and buy the second season. But it's animation with Megatron and Starscream and Optimus Prime, all my favorites. That, and I've been watching How to Train Your Dragon. Did you see that?
I heard of it.
Yeah, I heard of it too. But the dragons are so funny looking that they're, I don't know why anybody thought they were heels. But I've been watching that, and I've been watching the TV series of that too, cartoon. Hmm. I am lost in animation. Childlike animation. I've watched no adult programming since 1912.
Does that mean you don't want to hear the premise of Louder Milk?
Not only do I not want to hear the premise of Louder Milk, I could care if it was Softer Milk or if it was Louder Soda.
Can I tell the people?
No. They don't care either.
Can I tell Rich?
Yeah.
After the show's over.
Damn it.
Yes, you can tell the people, Feeny.
Sam Loudermilk, a former music critic and a recovering alcoholic, is a substance abuse counselor and support group leader living in Seattle who regularly doles out clever but acid-tongued critiques to his clients, his friends, and any random person he interacts with. Loudermilk, who does not have his life together in the way one might expect of a counselor, is somewhat nicer to the few people close to him, including his best friend and usually sober sponsor, Ben Burns, and his sponsee and unplanned roommate, the young Claire.
Where is this on? What is this on?
This is on... What? The AT&T audio? Oh, no. Netflix has it now, yeah.
I thought you were going to say it's on Quibi.
It's actually a few years old. I thought it was a new show, but yeah, Netflix has it. Yeah, and everyone keeps telling me to watch it. So
I tell you to change your fedora, but you don't listen to me.
I don't want to.
Fedora the Explorer. All right, that's enough of this episode. Peace, love, and Aldo Nova, it's just a fantasy. Quote the Raven, nevermore, the end, go to bed.